And I'm very mindful of a meeting that that PFW is going to have on Wednesday, where they're going to try and convict me and throw me off the board. Already, Billy Ray is off the board. He is referred to as an ex-member. So you have a situation where that local station board is violating every rule in the book, and we are scared, it seems, to do anything. And this is even after we had a report from the chair. So I'm not sure that would work. What I think the PNB ought to be doing is, when a complaint is being made, the matter be investigated. But then again, some people might argue, we have so much to be doing. You don't have the time to be thinking about these trivial matters and blah, 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 blah. But it is the trivial matters that start. It is the trivial matters that shove us down over the brink, as has happened at BAI. And we need to take these trivial matters more seriously.
I'm next. The problem is, of course, the bylaws are subject to interpretation. Some of them are clearer than others, but even the ones that appear to be clear, people come up with creative interpretations for them.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to do something about violations of the bylaws by the LSBs, then we have to have somebody has to, and I say somebody, not seeming some person necessarily, but somewhere there has to be a decision about whether, in fact, there is a violation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things the board can do already, I mean, it's in the bylaws that the board can supersede actions of the LSB, which has a committee of the PNB, of course, is appropriate. So I don't know whether, for instance, in the case of Billy Ray being removed, whether that was done in accordance with the procedures that are supposed to be done. But if it wasn't, the LSB, the PNB, with no further, we'd have to investigate that too. We'd have to know somehow that was in fact the case. And so that seems to me to be where the biggest problem is where's that going to happen? And it seems to me the only body that can really make these kind of decisions is in fact the PNB. So there has to be some mechanism for bringing it to the PNB and for getting the facts, at least to the extent that they can be, in front of the PNB.
I'd like to be back on the stack, George.
Okay, Luzette, and then Ted.
Well, I have the floor, so I will change my point of information and say, in Billy Ray's case, he actually received a letter by recorded mail to tell him that he was no longer a member of the board because he did not pay his subscription for 2 years, his dues for 2 years. The decision was made. There wasn't even notice. In my case, I'm being tried for something that I did some 4 or 5 years ago and something that I was tried for in July, and the LSB did not get through. So we have, I mean, this is a very good example, and I would believe that the governance committee has a role to play. Maybe they should be the ones to be investigating these atrocities. We should be the ones to be doing that. The facts are there. Billy Ray has a letter that was delivered to him. He had to sign. So, you know, where do we go from here?
Do you want to make a motion to that effect?
Yes. I would like the PNB to investigate the two letters, one to me and one to Billy Ray, investigate the actions taken and confirmed in those letters to see whether they meet muster.
So you want, if I understand you correctly, you want the governance committee to pass this motion asking the PNB to actually do the investigation. Is that correct?
You're swimming. I didn't quite get that.
This is a motion being put before the governance committee to ask the PNB to investigate this. Is that correct?
Yes.
I would like to offer an amendment to that.
Ted?
And to rescind such actions by the WPFW board until such time as a final action is taken by the and action is taken by the Pacifica National Board.
Okay, so
I have a point of information, Joyce.
Yes.
Yeah. Was there a trial? Did they give you 30 days notice and to have a trial?
In my case, I was given 30 days notice, and I asked for, they're claiming that I disrupted meetings, and I'm asking for minutes of those meetings, and they refuse. So to me, if you have no minutes of meetings, there's no meeting. In Billy's case, we just got up one morning, and he thought I had sent him some information. He signed for this package. And he was told that he was off the board. No notice, no nothing. This is an atrocity.
No notice, no trial. But no notice, and no, there was no 30-day notice in the trial, you say?
Not that we're aware of.
All we know, he
received a letter by recorded mail saying he was no longer there, as if I got you. And they actually mentioned that they went snooping in the records and saw to them that he hadn't paid, and he was off the board. And then brandishing the man's name across the board, across the internet, that he's no longer a member. We could sue, too.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
Yes, Ted.
You know, a lot of people are forgetting that service at committee meetings and board meetings is part of the sweat equity that one can demonstrate as grounds for being given membership in this foundation. You don't have to pay the $25. So that's why I think we should recommend to the national board that these suspensions be rescinded pending further action by the national board.
That's Ted's amendment to Luzette's motion. Is there any objection to Ted's amendment?
I don't understand. Can I read it?
Are you at a computer, and can you write it up and send it to us?
Could I read what I have?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll go ahead.
All right, you want the amendment first, right?
No, read the first. Read Luzette's
motion. Okay, I'll read the main
first.
Motion. Yeah. Main motion is that the PNB investigate the two letters sent to Billy Ray. Is that his whole name, Billy Ray?
Billy Ray Edwards.
Edwards and Luzette King. And the amendment is, and to rescind such actions by the WPFW LSB until such time as a final action is taken by the PNB.
Right.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay with. I'm okay with the first part, but why don't we? I would like to leave it to have it investigate and then take action.
Can I say something?
Yes, Luzette.
If we go along with what Nia is saying, these people are stupid enough to cause problems if we go and sit at the table at the meetings. They're stupid enough. And I don't want anybody to put little hands on me if I go walk in there as a member of the board. So it should be suspended.
Arpaul for a sec.
Arpaul, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree that the amendment is a good idea. We already have an LSB that's being talked about because it certainly looks to some as if it has completely decided not to go by the rules and the policies of the PNB. And now we're hearing that something very big in Pacifica, removing directors, is being done. And that's a very big deal. And so there are questions about the legality of how this is being done. And so I agree with the main motion and the amendment that says the actions are rescinded. It's basically a declaration that people will now be innocent until proven guilty in Pacifica, which I think is a good policy.
Anyone else want to speak to Ted's amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to Ted's amendment? Okay, hearing none, Ted's amendment is made is passed as an amendment to Luzette's motion. Is there any objection to Luzette's motion?
George, I'm sorry. My phone, I was trying to mute. I kept hitting the wrong key. Could you please record me as abstaining on Ted's amendment?
Okay.
I just couldn't get off mute.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
If there's an objection, we go to a vote. But abstentions aren't per se an objection.
I know. So, I'm not going to take a vote on the amendment. The amendment has passed.
No. Then I object. I object.
Okay. Then we'll take a vote on Ted's amendment.
How about if you expedited by noting that Nia's voting no and everyone else votes yes?
Could somebody read again what it is we're voting on at the moment?
Arpol, do you have the last part?
Yes, I have the amendment here. The amendment would add, and to rescind such actions by the WPFW-LSB until such time as a final action is taken by the PNB.
Okay, so that's clear enough, I think.
Except for the word and, it shouldn't be starting with and. The is the first word. Or rescind.
I think
I think and would work. The actual first word would be to add in the motion, and then you would have smaller quotes, and
all right.
To rescind, because it would add on.
And the first part of it was what, Arpol?
So,
the first part is that they investigate.
Okay. All right. So let me scroll down here again and do this. Okay. On the amendment, Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon, Brian Edwards Tiekert, Sharna Gluck. Quadra Kilgour?
No.
Luzette King?
Yes.
Arpol Martin, yes.
Isn't that a conflict of interest for Luzette to vote? Hello?
No, it's not.
What conflict of interest? What are you talking about?
Please, no crosstalk. No. Go ahead.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg? Joseph Lanzala?
Yes.
Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, 2, no.
Okay. With the amendment, then, we are out of time. Let's go to a roll call vote on the motion itself, as amended.
Could you please read it, George?
Well, Arpol, would you read the whole thing again?
Okay, it would now read, that the PNB investigate the two letters sent to Billy Ray Edwards and Luzette King, and to rescind such actions by the WPFW-LSB until such time as a final action is taken by the PNB.
This is a point of information.
Yes.
And please don't yell at Luzette. That's why I said, isn't this a conflict of interest? It's nothing personal. If this is a governance committee, you know, we should be that's why I said Luzette is going to vote yes or no whether to do this.
Can I
That's
say,
all I'm
can,
saying.
Can I say something?
Please, Luzette. Wait a minute. Nia, are you finished with your comment?
Yes.
I didn't hear Nia's comment. She was being interrupted.
Nia's comment was, say it again, Nia.
Yeah. I just wanted to be clear because it involves Luzette, and that's why I said, is that a conflict of interest? Is that personal? I'm just simply asking.
Yes. I had thought at the time that it was just about Billy Ray. Actually, nothing has happened with regard. Please let me finish.
Yes, you're right. Sorry.
Actually, nothing has happened yet about Luzette, but the motion does speak to actions directly affecting Luzette, so I think your point's well taken. And what I'd like to do is just strike Luzette's vote from the rolls, if that's okay with Luzette. Luzette, if you want to speak against the point of order,
I would. Mr. Chair, I would speak against the point of order.
Go ahead, please do.
All right. Conflicts of interest usually involve something, of course, that somebody's directly in. But in this case, we're talking about actions that are a policy.
Exactly.
And there's, you know, somebody is involved in it, but if we took this kind of logic to everything else,
they couldn't have voted,
you know,
on the
we probably couldn't vote on anything. We'd have,
exactly,
like, you know, 2 out of 13 people voting on everything on every committee. So in terms of a conflict of interest, I don't think there is one here. And who else other than an aggrieved party is going to bring something like this up?
A point of order, George. A point of order.
We had a point of order on the floor. It was yours. I've sustained it.
You're losing it, George.
I'm actually convinced by what R. Paul said, so I want to reverse my decision. This is a policy decision. It's not specifically doing something which would remove or put Luzette back on. It's a policy about how we're going to handle actions in this case that might happen in the future, but where we feel as though an LSB needs to be some investigation involved. And I think our poll's correct about it. So I'm going to reverse my stand on that. As a point of order, you can challenge that, Nia, and we'll take a vote on it.
I challenge the chair. Or maybe something is just wrong with my reading comprehension. Maybe somebody could help me out. I don't understand how Luzette is. I mean, her name is in the motion. Maybe somebody else could please help me to understand that.
Let me speak to it. It's actually, her name is in the motion, but it's an action by the board that we're talking about, which may or may not happen, but it's an action by the board that does refer to her, but it's the board that we're talking about, and it's the board we're investigating. And so it's a policy about investigating the board, and this one in particular, but my guess is it will set a precedent, that we're discussing. So in that case, she would have to recuse herself from anything that was involving her LSB if we were to do that. And as our poll points out, there are, in fact, we couldn't do much if we did that. That's my take on it. Nia, if you want to challenge it, you're
can
welcome.
Can I say something?
Yes, I'm challenging.
Okay, so there's something in front of us, which is whether or not to sustain my decision. Luzette, do you want to speak to it?
Yes. First of all, a conflict of interest. I don't see how I am benefiting from this personally. Nia brought this matter on the agenda. I was talking about boards that violate rules and policies. It just happened that we have before us examples of that. And what we're doing is just putting the example. I don't benefit personally from this thing. Here is a PFW, here's a local station board that couldn't give two hoots about the rules, and rules that were negotiated in court, may I add. And I wish to say, too, that these people, this is not the first time.
We're just speaking to the point of order. So it's clear that you're sustaining my point of order. Arpol, let's go to a vote on that.
Okay.
So this is
okay,
a vote yes means
go.
That you sustain my ruling on the point of order, which is that it isn't out of order, that Luzette does not have to recuse herself.
Okay. Nia Bediako. Okay, let me say. Yes. A vote of yes upholds the ruling of the chair. A vote of no is to go against the ruling of the chair.
That's correct.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Christopher Condon, Brian Edwards Tiekert, Sharna Gluck, Roger Kilgour.
No.
Luzette King.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sean Casey O'Brien. George Ryder.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg. Joseph Wanzala.
Yes.
Okay, one.
Well, you didn't ask for Ted Weisgill and Michael Bodie.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happens is it scrolled off the page. I'm sorry. Ted Weisgill.
Ted Weisgill?
Ted, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I mean it's on a spreadsheet, and the spreadsheet has 8.5 by 11 divisions.
I take it very, very personally.
And the table went off the edge of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor of upholding the chair, 2 opposed.
Okay.
And the chair voted for himself? I don't understand
what's going on. I wondered about that.
I wondered about that myself, Nia, but I think
George,
the chair is supposed
George,
to vote in committee.
You know
that. The chair is supposed to vote in committee. That's a fact.
Well, the chair gets to vote in these committees. Yeah, in a committee, the chair gets to vote.
To oppose his own
in a board meeting.
In any case, it's moot as far as this vote is concerned, even if I don't vote. The ruling is still sustained. So, Arpal, we're out of time. Let's go on to take a vote on the motion itself.
Okay, hold on.
The motion as amended.
Motion as amended, yes.
Can you read again?
If you would, Arpal.
Okay, 1 second. I will read this again.
You haven't memorized it yet?
No.
Ed, please.
Try not to memorize these things. Motion is that the PNB investigate the two letters sent to Billy Ray Edwards and Lizette King and to rescind such actions by the WPFW LSB until such time as a final action is taken by the PNB.
Okay.
And. Okay. Niavediaka.
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Christopher Condon, Brian Edwards Tiekert, Sharna Gluck, Roger Kilgour?
No, mostly because it doesn't quite
all right, we're both
read.
Okay. Is that King?
Yes, because it stands for justice.
Arpal Martin, yes. John Casey O'Brien, George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg, Joseph Wanzala?
Yes.
Ted Weisgill.
Yes. Did you call yourself?
Yes, I did.
How'd you vote?
I voted yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor, 2 opposed.
Okay, the motion passes. That's all we had on the agenda. So the meeting is adjourned. I want to thank Arpal for his services as institutional memory and as secretary. I appreciate it, Arpal.
Thank you.
I appreciate all you all for the work and commitment that you do in trying to get this stuff straight.
Thank you.
George, would you stay on the phone for a minute? I have to talk about something with you, or unless you want me to call you on your cell phone or your house phone.
That's fine. I'll stay on.
Okay.
We're adjourned.
Good night, all. Good night.
The meeting is adjourned, yes.
Good night.
Good night.